The Wildcats team tennis squad won a key match Tuesday at Mount Pleasant 16-3 to stay in contention for a playoff spot. The Wildcats also have to win at home next Tuesday as they host Greenville. I talked with Wildcats team tennis coach Tony Martinez Thursday morning.
Coach, let's see, get the story from Mount Pleasant. It sounded like a good, solid win for the team.
It was very good. They had a full team, and they had a young team, and some veteran players for their team that came and really pushed us to the limits that day. They have a new coach there. She's from the Valley also. And very surprising, she had attended one of my camps 5 years ago when I was teaching down in the Valley. So it was kind of nice to see, you know, someone who's still growing the game and, you know, and you know, doing the tennis. And that was really, I guess, fulfilling for me, you know, from my standpoint, watching somebody, you know, who can step up and become a coach. So really happy for her over there. As for the players, it was a remarkable afternoon. It was a great afternoon. You know, we competed and everybody supported each other. I mean, there were some matches we'd already won. We still had one match that went almost three sets at the very end. But the match had kind of already been decided, but we went ahead and played out everything.
Yeah.
We needed the practice, trying to get ready for Greenville. So I didn't, you know, normally you go to 8-game pro sets after somebody reaches 10, but I made the whole team play 2 out of 3. You know, and we stayed out there in the courts a little bit longer than we needed to, but it was, I think, worthwhile staying out there.
Mm-hmm. It was a 16-3 win, so most of your teams came through for you.
Everybody came through. I think the boys' singles, they had a pretty good boys' singles. They took care of us, and their boys' doubles. Those two boys, 1 and 2, were very tough players, so that's 3 matches they got right there from us. They won the doubles, and they won the 1 and 2 singles. And then after that, we were, you know, kind of even, you know, matchups for the rest of them. We kind of took most of the matches after that.
Mm-hmm. Now that brings you to Greenville, and it's a must-win now, the way I see it, in order to get in. And they are a pesky team. That could go either way, I would think.
It can go either way. You know, you look at the other scores they did amongst other teams here in the district over the last 2 or 3 weeks, but that really doesn't, you know, give you a true sign of, you know, what could happen. And, you know, it looks like it could fall our way, but there's going to be some tough matches out there. From what I've gathered so far, you know, through scouting, it's looks like their girls is going to be a little bit stronger than our guys. They're weak. The boys might be a little bit weaker over on the boys' side of Greenville, but either way, even for us, it's still tough, you know, on boys' side or girls' side. It's, you know, we still had to compete no matter what, you know, what you hear. I think last year, I think they said we may have won the match against Greenville 10-9.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a close match. But, you know, things change. Players get better. Players move in. So, you know, we can't, you know, just because, hey, we beat that team last year, we can beat them this year, that I have gotten that out of their mind. We had to, like, hey, it's a fresh team. You're a fresh team. They're going to step it up like we're stepping it up. So it's going to be a battle. You know, that's what, you know, how I used to term it in the past, and this is what we're looking forward. It's going to be a battle this next Tuesday. So we're looking forward to it.
KSST Sports.